Some people have an uncanny ability to create a situation in which you can actually give the very best of yourself. Isn't that true? Some people somehow or other create an atmosphere in a conversation in which all of your best ideas come out and start tumbling onto the table. Half the expressed stuff that really surprises you how useful it is or how applicable it is to lots of situations comes out in some people's company. Now, I have just left the company of a man like that. His name is Aidan Enright. He lives in Cork in Ireland, and he goes on the internet and in business as from a company called Smarter Egg, and he's known on Twitter as Smarter Egg Aidan, A-O-D-A-N. Now, I've just been talking to him in Mahon Point in Cork about business, about my business, and about his business, and I just come away with such huge clarity and enthusiasm, the two, you know, passion and coherence, that I'm almost beside myself with words. Now, I'm a natural extrovert. I'm a natural kind of, when I am enthusiastic about something, I do not hold back. But the point about this is that Aidan Enright did a number on me this morning when I was talking with him. And the number he did is he constructed a conversation or put parameters around a conversation. Yeah, I dropped the iPhone and I picked it up again, so we're okay. But he actually, somehow or other, magically, I would call it, and you would think, okay, so this is a very, you know, dynamic, enthusiastic, passionate guy that he's really turned Paul on, and that is not what he's like. He is a very understated person. He is reticent, he is humble, he listens more than the vast majority of people to what you have to say. He's thoughtful, he's slow to commit himself to something. And how on earth did he do it? How did a guy who is so different from me in style end up in me saying to myself, we are absolutely under the same banner. We both stand for change. We both are out to make a better world through collaborating with other people. But how did he do it in such a different way from me? I mean, it really is kind of, it puzzles me, right? But it also gives me a realization that often what is the most important skill is to be able to see and feel and experience the substance behind the appearance and the presentation. So the issue is not, you know, can somebody who's an introvert, prudent, judicious, reflective, you know, are they any good? The issue is what lies behind their prudence, their thoughtfulness, their reflectiveness, their connectivity. What lies behind what they're doing? What's the substance? Because it's, you know, it's hidden, if you like, behind a very different exterior to my own. I mean, you know, with me, you get it right in the face for the most part. And, you know, that can be off-putting. Let's be fair. There are people who find my style grates with them. Now, there are others, thank goodness, who love it. So, you know, but the point is about substance. Aidan Enright is a remarkable individual, and he's running a remarkable experience, if you like, presenting people in Cork, in Ireland, with a remarkable opportunity to actually do substantial work with other people in order to focus, I would go so far as to say to focus their life, but certainly at the very least to focus their business, and to focus their business idea, and to focus a business idea they might have in gestation, or a focus a business idea that they might have already got up and running. So it doesn't, you know, talking to Aidan is valuable. Whether you've got a glimmer of an idea and you're stuck inside an organization and you're working there, but you're saying to yourself, someday I will leave and I will set up my own business, or else you're saying, look, I wish I could give this business idea away to somebody else that they could work it. but I do actually have a cause or an idea that I believe in. And somebody in that situation, or else somebody who's been, I've been several years in a business and it's about time I actually took a sharp look at what I'm doing, and I benefited from the views of others focused in on what I'm doing. And that's what Adon Enright does for a living. He basically gets groups of people together to hold conversations around themes. And in my opinion, the themes could be anything. But he picks very, very interesting themes drawn from the latest bits of literature that are out there, and, you know, great books by great writers who have worked, slaved their guts out and got themselves published and are actually sharing something that would guide you in your business. But in my experience, frankly, if we were all gathered together to read Winnie the Pooh, a smarter egg conversational group, you know, where we gather together to focus on what we were doing in our life and what we were trying to achieve and what we wanted to leave behind us, all that could be done over Winnie the Pooh, to be honest. But the point is, it's not done over that. It's done with the sharpest and most up-to-date books, which, you know, Adon provides a service. He'll actually source the books and he'll put them in front of you. But frankly, it's up to you to draw value out of it. And my personal experience is that I have drawn enormous value out of the 3-hour sessions that take place about every 4 to 6 weeks with Adon Enright. Now, we had a one-to-one this morning, and it drove home to me the point that in a conversation with other individuals, with another individual, the challenge is to draw the value out of the conversation. It isn't up for the other person to perform in such a way that impresses me and inspires me or anything. No, the challenge is to me. How can I draw value out of meeting with other people? And in this case, this morning I met somebody, you know, and you can hear the value I've got out of it. So, I mean, all I can say is that, look, anybody who hears the name of Adon Enright and Smarter Egg, you know, in my humble opinion, should beat down doors to get to sit down in a room with other people, with other people attracted by this offering, and do something about it. So, I don't know. I just, you know, there are times when I think to myself, look, this is how I really want to back somebody. I want to make sure they don't fail. In fact, I want to make sure they do actually succeed, because they're going to make a better world for me and my children by the way in which they're actually changing business and how it's done and how people actually work together to build their dreams. And that's, to me, what I've been doing this morning. And I just have now arrived and I'm going into my own business, and I feel the better person for having had, what did I have? A cup of tea and a croissant and a bit of ham and cheese in it. And, you know, we had, what did we have? About 85 minutes together. Okay. Thank you very much, Adon Enright. If you hear this, I'm very grateful to you. Yeah, and I'll help you as much as I can.